Hello, fighting gamers. This is Doc Brock, and welcome to your next installment of Future Fighter Game Development. You've got the best seats in the house for this sci-fi fighting game, and this week, we're going to get the digits. We're taking real-life, battle-tested moves and experiences and putting them into this sci-fi fighting game for you to control. To do that, you need math. Oftentimes, you're looking at things that are related to each other. Let's take two things that are related to each other in real life: wind and stamina. Usually, as your stamina goes down, the amount of wind that you have, your breathing, also goes down. In this particular instance, we've kind of related them directly or linearly, so that when your wind is 60%, your stamina is also 60%. But in real life, things often change actually a little bit more irregularly. And it's actually more of a curved relationship, such that when your wind is 40%, you've actually still have more stamina than that. You know, somewhere in the nature of, 65% maybe. So to express this in the game, you have to use exponential functions. I actually have been using a tool to do this for a while, and I thought in this week's blog post, I thought I would make it available for everybody to use. That way, other video game developers who are doing similar things, they can actually just plug their variables in. So let's say stamina, and we'll give that a max value of 100. And let's say here we're going to do wind, and we'll give that a max value also of 100. And then they can control the curve themselves. Basically, one is a linear relationship. Anything less than or greater than that is going to be curved down or up, respectively. So let's give this one a pretty extreme curve. Then all you have to do is click Create Equation and save the CSV file that the program makes for you, and go ahead and open it up. And when you do that, you can open it up in virtually any spreadsheet program. I use OpenOffice. You can use your favorite one. And boom, it gives you the equation that you need. This is the equation you can put right in your game to use right now, as stamina is affecting the wind. The link for the tool is up here at the top for you to refer to. And then the program also go ahead and plots out all of the values to your max value of each one. So you can do a quick graph and actually visualize it. I use a scatter graph for this. It seems to be the best. And there you go. In this particular case, we wanted to basically to say that when your stamina gets below 20, your wind is virtually zero. You've got virtually zero, and then it goes up from there. But remember, you can control this linearity however you see fit. You just go to your tool and change this value right here. Now, I'm going to keep this available on virtually every page on my website. All you have to do is scroll down and discover more about the game. Just go down here to Tools and click that, and this will always be here for you to use. You can also click here, and it'll take you to the original blog post where you can download the video, you can download the audio, just like every week on the Pummel podcast that I send out. To do that, though, you've got to subscribe and get notified of when these new ones come out. And so you got to click these buttons and then go back and share this post with your buddies. Let's see who the real math geeks are out there. So thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.